This week, the giant DNA testing company 23andMe fired more than 100 people because of falling sales. The company's CEO says that she was surprised that the market has turned. But I'm not, and here's why. It's your Friday Consumer Tech Update brought to you by T-Mobile. Their advanced network now goes farther than ever before. Visit T-Mobile.com/55 today. When you add your unique DNA to 23andMe's vast database, the results may not always be happy reunions with family members who you've never met. Going mostly unreported in the media are the thousands and thousands who submitted their DNA and who are now being contacted by people who may indeed be family, but they may not want to know them or even deal with them. And then there are stories of how police and government easily gain access to these DNA samples. In short, the endings to many of these DNA stories are not always happy or very positive, and the market for DNA testing is not as bright as it used to be. I'm Kim Komando. Hey, don't forget to get our other podcasts, Komando On Demand. You can find that wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Google, or your favorite podcast player.
All you want is to meet your security and compliance requirements, but your business technology keeps changing. Cyber threats emerge every day. More regulations apply to you now than ever before, and your IT resources remain limited. The Center for Internet Security can help. At CIS, we work to create a safer world for people, businesses, and governments through collaboration and innovation. Using a community-driven consensus process, we work with IT professionals and volunteers around the world to develop and maintain security best practices. These resources save you time, money, and effort wherever you are on your cybersecurity journey. We also work with U.S. state, local, tribal, and territorial government organizations to share information with one another so they're stronger together. Join us today in creating confidence in the connected world. Visit CISecurity.org to play your part.